Well, brothers and sisters, you who are gathered here, you who see me and hear me, you whom we can see and hear, whether here or online, this is a meal. And as we come to this meal, to this table, we are gathering as children at a table. I've had the recent delight of being again with babies at the table. I've been blessed to recently get to be around grandbabies. When babies are at the table, what is it like? What is it like? Well, at first, the little ones aren't developed enough to feed themselves, and even if they can manage being structured into some kind of high chair that props them up, they can't feed themselves. You have to fill the sippy cup. You have to hold the sippy cup up to their lips. You have to load the spoon with the mash and help land it into their open mouths. They are helpless in providing the food. They are helpless to feed themselves. But the babies do get fed. They do get fed by whom? By the parents. The parents who patiently love them. The parents who even love watching them eat and make a mess of it. Well, we come to this table and we are the beloved small children. We couldn't provide the food, this food, at this table. We couldn't feed ourselves except that Jesus distributed it to his children. And so this is a meal that we have to have. We are his little children. And he loves his little children. And that's why he serves up this meal each week in perpetuity until he comes. What is the food that we need? We need Jesus. The bread in the supper represents Jesus, his human body, joined to his divine nature. The Jesus who came down from heaven to live among us. That's what the bread is. He is the perfect bread which is served to imperfect people. You need this bread because your loaf is moldy and stale. The wine also represents Jesus. It represents his blood. He died because he didn't want us to die. Only death could remove our sin. And so he removed it by his death. He did it on the cross. And so we do this each week because Jesus has served this meal and told us to observe it. Commanded us to remember and to declare his death in this way. If you have come to know God through Jesus in this way, and if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you to take this supper. But if you're here and you're not a Christian, we're really glad that you're here. We're very glad that you're willing to sit and watch and observe and learn. And we ask you not to take of the supper. It would not be good for you. But we do invite you to remain, to watch, to ask us questions about it. We'd love to tell you more about it. So now, as we approach the table, let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we come before you by faith, and we believe that as we take this meal spiritually, we are feeding on the blood of Christ and the body of Christ, and we need it. We had to have someone die for us, and it had to be the perfect sacrifice. And we have to have it over and over, not just once in the past when we came to know the Lord, but every day we are utterly dependent on the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, and we come in thanksgiving because you've provided this lamb. And so now, Lord, bless this to us. Strengthen our faith. Some are under great pressure, in great grief, prolonged and enduring struggle. Nourish them. Show yourself to them. Some of us have failing love. We're becoming lukewarm. Revive our love. We pray, Lord, that you would be among us and nourish us in this supper. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, as we are now taking bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, he gave it to his disciples, as I, ministering in his name, give this bread to you. When he did that, Jesus said, take, eat. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's now do that together. Take, eat. This is the body of Christ. In the same way, Jesus also took a cup. And having given thanks, as has been done in his name, he gave it to his disciples, and he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. And he said, drink from it, all of you. So let's now do that. Drink in remembrance of Jesus. This is his blood. Let us pray. We thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself to us. We don't like taking things that we haven't worked for. We don't like receiving things that we don't deserve. We don't like depending on other people. But in this, we're convinced it had to be this way. We're so desperate for a Savior and for cleansing and for freedom from the sin that keeps dogging us. Thank you for giving us Jesus and for accomplishing his good work in us. Send us out with hope and with joy. Give us a chance this week, we pray, to tell another person the great things the Lord has done for us. In his name we pray. Amen.